Periods, from their oratorical character, are out of place also in a summary or detailed description such as
Du exercitu serant, scut alterius auro, alterius argento cae lauerunt, former ad scuti sumum latius, qua pectus atque humeri teguntur, fastigio aequali, adimum cuneatior, mobilitatis causa, spongia pecturi tegumentum, et sinistrum crus ocrea tectum. Galliae Christatae, quae specie magnitudini corporum adderent, tunicae auratis militibus versicolores, argentatis linteae canditae, his dextrum cornu datum, illi in sinistro consistunt. Eode anno Quintus Fabius Maximus moritur, exacta aetatis, si quidem verunst, augren duos, et sexaginta annos fuisse, quod quida auctore sunt, vir certe fui dignus tanto cognomine, vel, si novum abeo incipiret. Superavit paternos honores, avitos aequavit, pluribus victoriis et majoribus proelis avus insignis rullus, sed omniae quare unus hostis Hannibal potest, cautior tamen, quam promptior, hui capitus fuit. Et sic ut dubites, utrum ingenio cunctator fuerit, anque tabello proprie, quod tum grebatur, aptuerat, sic nihil certius est, quo unum hominem nobis cunctando rem restituisse, sic ut ennius ait. Augur in loco eius inauguratus Quintus Fabius Maximus filius, in eiusdem locum pontifex, nam duo sacerdote habuit, Servius Sulpicius Galba. Stantibus ac confertis postremo turba equis, vir viruam plexus tetrahebat equo, pedestre magna ia ex parte certamen factuerat. Acrius tamen, quandiutius pugnatunst, pulsique Romani equite est terga vertunt, sub questris finem certaminis corta est perditum pugna, primu et viribus et animis pares constabant ordines Gallis Hispanique. Tandem Romani, Dio ac saepe connisi, aequa fronte, acieque densa impulere hostium, cuneum nimis tenuent, eoque parum validum, a cetera prominente acie.
An examination of any of Cicero's speeches or philosophical treatises will show how the rapid succession of question and answer, the outburst of admiration, the decisive, precise statement of isolated facts, and above all, the logical, balanced period, contribute each in its turn, as the theme suggests, to the interest, force, vivacity, dignity, sonorousness, and modulation, which are the characteristics of the best Latin prose. It may be remarked that some misappreciation of the period in Latin is due to the idea that it is adequately represented by the periodic style of modern classical writers. This is not the case. These writers have reproduced the balance, connection, gravity, and even the elegance and music of the classical period. But the variety is gone. The period is all-absorbing. It bears upon it the curse of imitation. It is affected, unnatural, and prone to excess. Footnote 3. It must not be supposed that excessive use of the periodic style is necessarily the result of studying Latin authors. French prose was extravagantly periodic before the Renaissance, and found its best corrective in the study of Latin.
Girouzet remarks that in the hands of Calvin, elle était la hauteur de la prose latine qui lui a servi de modèle. La période continue, says an excellent critic, and modern, may I venture to add, ressemble aux ciseaux de la cantine qui tentoure les arbres en boule sous prétexte les ornées. Le rythme régulier mutile l'élan de l'invention naturelle. Le commentateur qui note dans un disson le balancement des périodes lui font tort. Ils expliquent ainsi pourquoi il ennuie un peu.